Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. For non-believers in this global warming thing, sure hope they're enjoying the roast. The Upper Gunflint has not been spared over the past week, and these lousy hot temps are getting a lot of folks down. As I prepare this week's commentary, no break is foreseen in the forecast. It's forcing the moose in me to lay pretty low after mid-morning. Then again, being retired, I quit most work-related chores at noon anyway. Guess we can consider ourselves fortunate in one aspect, as the humidity has been bad enough, but not complicated with additional moisture. Then, on the other hand, another week with nary a drop of rain in most neighborhoods, and the fuel load throughout the forest has grown tinder dry. The agencies charged with monitoring forest conditions are not being too public with concern, but we who live here know it's dangerously dry on the wilderness floor. This in mind, it would be a good idea for area residents and businesses to crank up the wildfire sprinkler systems. Doing this not only assures their unit is in readiness, but also acts to dampen down property holdings. I've found that an hour or so of sprinkler operation in the early evening can do wonders cooling the house down during these miserable warm days. It makes for much more comfortable sleeping conditions if one does not have artificial cooling. All this being said, in regard to our atmosphere, it's nice to bid this crabby hot July farewell. One positive, while planet Earth bids this chapter adieu, if skies are clear, we will be blessed with the blue moon on her last day. The Thunder Moon, as it's called by Algonquin tribes, sends us off into August. The hope in these parts is those notorious dog days of month 8 will be few and far between. This magnificent million-square-mile wildflower patch continues blooming its fool head off. Early blossoms are fading to seeds, while midsummer varieties have taken over. It's a time for drifts of daisies, black-eyed Susans, and fireweed to escort one's trip along the byway. A local fishing guide shared a recent experience he had not encountered in over 20 years of hosting fishing excursions. His angling customers were taken out to an area lake in search of big northern pike, and I was told they did get their wishes, but nothing extraordinary. Near the end of the day, one of the catch was released. No sooner had it hit the water than an eagle appeared from high in the sky and swooped in for its catch of the hour. If that wasn't enough of a thrill for this fishing party, moments later a bear swam by their craft. It actually came close enough to provide some great photo ops. What a wonderful wild woods water and gift. Later, as the group trailered the boat to head home, a trifecta of critter observations was completed when a moose met them on the road away from the launching site. One could not have scripted a better Northwoods encounter. This northern reality show will no doubt be etched in these folks' memories for a long time, and probably will lure them back to this wilderness paradise often. Fishing fortunes here at Wildersmith are not often met with success. In all likelihood, it's because we aren't fanatics about doing such. However, the grandsons were here for a visit last week, and angling luck briefly turned around. On a trip up to Saginaw, Tuesday before last, grandson Lane Smith from Iowa had the thrill of his young life. He hooked on to one of those walleye hogs. After an arm-wrenching battle of several minutes, he netted a 29-inch beauty. Lane says a big thanks to his guide, Adam. It has been his family's rule if anyone ever catches a whopper, it's going on to the wall. So this green and gold trophy was frozen and headed south for proper preservation and a Wall of Fame induction. A week from this coming Sunday, August 9th, the third annual Gunflint Woods, Winds, and Strings Chamber Music Concert will be presented at 4 p.m. in the Mid-Trail SCOP Community Facility. Many accomplished area professionals will be engaged in the collection of performing musicians. A reception will follow where one can meet and greet the players. Time is running out for seating reservations. If you haven't reserved yours, call Susan at 388-9494 before it's too late, like maybe today. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Trail. The great Gunflint Territory awaits you.